just a kind of a hound and something like that poodle and all that other kinds all bred together. Take right. a big dog and a little dog and breed them together and you got a cur dog. Just what you can get out of all that mixture of dogs, you see, that you'll get your cur dog. It's just a common breed of dog. Of course, then they'll come on and say, well, now, this is a fox hound, and this is a beetle hound. I noticed since then, here in Oxford, I've seen several beetles, you know, these little beetles they have that they turn loose on. I think they use them in some places just for hunting rabbits out in west, maybe. You know, but we never did have what we call beetle hounds when I was a boy. I never saw them till I came to Oxford.
In Faulkner's writing, I've seen the word feist.
Feist?
Yes.
That's about what I was trying to tell you about, that little old dog that we had. There's a breed just a little higher than that that's very frisky, that was kind of bred up with some of those larger dogs that they call a feist dog.
Would it be a larger?
It's a larger breed dog. And they were very good pets. It's sort of like a little collie now, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a collie, I call it better bred than the feist were.
The calls that you made to the different kinds of animals when you were a boy, do you have to remember? That's something that you can read about, but it's impossible to duplicate and spell terms. Do you happen to remember how the people would call the cows and call the horses and the pigs and the chickens?
I know. Even though that was one of my jobs, was to get out and herd the cows. I never could milk a cow. We kept 15 or 20 cows at a time, and some of them stayed maybe a half a mile or a mile in what we call a pasture. That is one kind of an enclosure we kept the cattle in. And that was my job, was to drive those cattle to that pasture. And sometimes it would be a short distance. And sometimes it'd be a little further that I have to go. And sometimes we just get out and ring a bell, just to count them a cow bell. You've heard a cow bell. And of course they'd think that was feeding time. They'd think you ring that bell, that means feed. Well, you get an animal certain times of day. You couldn't do it all the time, but say around 4, 5, or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, they think, well, that's feeding time. You get out there and ring that bell, it'll start. Well, one of them start, and the leader start, and the rest of them start following. First thing you know, you get them all, but maybe one, you got to get out and resurrect him or what have you.
How did you call the pigs? Did the pigs come to
piggy,
the
bell? Piggy, we'll get out. Piggy, piggy, piggy.